or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're extremely honored to be joined by our guest. He came to our attention a few months ago when he wrote a great article titled Stop Belittling the Theories About September 11th, Bill Christensen. And he joins us now. We have time today. We'll also take phone calls with our guest. He's been a former member of Veterans for Intelligence Sanity. And Bill Christensen is a former senior official of the CIA. He was a national intelligence officer and the director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis before his retirement in 79. Since then, he has written numerous articles on U.S. foreign policies. And we are joined by him now. We have links on Infowars.com, some of his recent writings. And we're, again, really honored that he's going to spend time with us. Bill, thanks for coming on.
Well, listen, thank you for having me very much.
I'm grieving for our country, the police state it's turning into, how the war on terror is being used to dismantle our Constitution, the drumbeat for war with Iran. I want to get your take on all of that and why you've been questioning the official story of 9/11. But first, tell us about Bill Christensen.
Okay. I did work for the CIA for, oh my goodness, 28 and a half years or so. But I've been long retired in 1979, and I have to confess to something. I'm a neophyte in this entire business of studying and comprehending, trying to comprehend better, what happened on September 11, 2001, and I have to confess to you, and I know you are one of those who has worked his heart out on this issue a lot longer than I have, and you probably know a lot more about it than I do, but up to half a year ago, I just wasn't buying any of the concepts that you and a number of others have been urging and advocating, because I just couldn't conceive that this country had any elements in its government that would contribute to what happened on September 11, or cause it to happen, or allow it to happen. Use any words you want to use. And ultimately, just about half a year ago, I decided, well, too many people are talking about this for me to sort of sit here in my little ivory tower and say I don't believe it. And that's when I really began to study and read, and it took me some mental agony, and it took me probably the better part of the last half year to change my mind, but I have, in fact, changed my mind. There is simply so much evidence available today that the official story that the government of the United States and the 9/11 Commission that issued this 500-plus page report, almost the length of a Bible, I suppose, a couple of years ago, There is just so much evidence that many parts of this official story are simply wrong and don't match with the facts that, I'm not pleased or proud with my own activity over the last half dozen years or the 5 years since September 11, that it took me this long to wise up.
Well, it's
well, here we are.
Exactly, but it's sad. I mean, have you ever started getting a few tears in your eyes when you really began to face this?
Oh, my God, yes, indeed. How can you do otherwise?
I've broken down many times late at night doing research because, believe me, I wish it wasn't true either. I mean, none of our families are safe. Our whole country's basically gone. Stay with us, sir. We're going to come back and talk about your journey of awakening. I think this is very important. Stay with us, sir.
It's here. After
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, retransmitted from 9 to midnight, blasting out on a growing list of brave and wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, WWCR, and on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We also now offer a podcast of the entire show each day. You can subscribe to it at Infowars.com as well and listen to the broadcast when you're on the exercise bike or at work, at lunch, or wherever you'd wish to. Bill Christensen is our guest, and for stations that just joined us, I want to recap some of the things that we just talked about. Bill Christensen is a former senior official of the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. He was a national intelligence officer and the director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis before his retirement in 79. And he has been writing and lecturing for many years and doing a lot of radio interviews on the subject of our foreign policy. But in the last 6 months, he has begun to research 9/11. He couldn't bring himself to believe that the official story could be a fraud. He just talked about that in the last segment. And this is the first time he's gone public on radio with the serious concerns that he has concerning an inside job. And we're extremely honored that he's chosen to do that here with us today. And we appreciate his patriotism and defense of this republic. Sir, this is a longer segment, so we've got more time. Can you go back through and then expand on your awakening process, where you began to research, where you began to look at the official story and discover that it was a fable? And then I want to tie it into the Iraq War. And we talked during the break, and we discussed how 9/11 has really been a foundational event for the entire geopolitical the strategy that's being carried out by the neocons and their corporate owners and handlers. So you've got the floor, sir. Please break it down for us.
Well, listen, thanks a lot for the opportunity. Anyway, though, I spent the first 4.5 years after September 11 just not willing to believe in the possibility that the story, the official stories we were being given about what happened on 9/11 could in any way be a fraud. I just wasn't going to believe that about our own government. And ultimately, about just about half a year ago, it dawned on me that not only was I trying to avoid an issue that might be extraordinarily important, more important than any other issue affecting U.S. policies, but that I hadn't even been studying the issue because I just decided it couldn't be true, so therefore don't waste your time on it, Bill. So I started to spend my time on it about half a year ago, and a few people whom I knew encouraged me to do that. A lot of people told me they thought I was ridiculous to be wasting my time on that. But I have since decided that this is after a good deal of heartache on my part and a good deal of wondering how this country could have gone so badly wrong. When I then came to see that at least some elements in this U.S. government of ours had contributed in some way or other to causing 9/11 to happen, or at least allowing it to happen, making it easier for it to happen, making sure it happened in a way that would be very, very impressive to the world at large, and would in fact be seen as another Pearl Harbor type of event that changed everything about the United States 65 years ago.
Did your decision to really start researching 9/11 6 months ago, Mr. Christensen, did that come as an epiphany, or was it a process? And can you describe that process?
I guess when you use the word epiphany, you mean it's something that sort of happens instantly or overnight or something like that. So I'm not using that word epiphany, but simply the more that I read about and tried to understand everything that had happened on 9/11 and saw all the objections to the official story that people such as you and a number of others who had really been working sort of in the wilderness on this for the whole time since September 11 or shortly thereafter, the more I began to read and study, the more I discovered that I just had to conclude, yes, indeed, there were parts, at least parts, of the official story issued by the U.S. government and issued by the long, over 500-page report of the 9/11 Commission, there were parts of those official stories that simply did not jibe with the facts.
Well, you're right. If you study the official story, they constantly change their story. They lie. I mean, there's hundreds of points. The FBI grabbing the flight recorders and telling the firemen that found it to shut up, yeah, ordering the FAA to shred tapes, public officials warned not to fly, NORAD clearly standing down, Cheney in control 2 months before, taking the shoot-down powers away from NORAD for the first time since NORAD was set up, CIA-connected insider trading, all the bin Laden connections, the bizarre collapses of Tower 1, 2, and 7. I mean, there's this whole field of questions. Then we have the PNAC documents, where Cheney and others are writing that we need a helpful Pearl Harbor event, a catalyzing event. Brzezinski saying it. We've now discovered an Air Force document from 97, Gulliver's Travails, where they're saying we need a massive terror attack in 2002 to unify the U.S. for global empire. I mean, what was it out of that field? And, of course, there's hundreds of other points. I guess my question is, first, you've been denying it, avoiding it, not looking at it. I mean, what did you first see, or when did you finally say, okay, I'll look at it? And then what was that process like, and what were the points that were really most important to you?
You know, I guess the very first thing that made me really wonder was, and this is, I suppose, kind of elementary to you, but the size of the hole that was made in the Pentagon. And there was a picture in the New York Times the very next day, September 12th of 2001. So I guess that was point number one with me. Now, this is just sort of coincidence, I suppose. Which issue do you look at first? And then when you begin to read all of the details, and by the way, I have to tell you that David Gray Griffin's books have been an immense help to me, because he has done a very careful job of writing this up, and his views have gradually gone stronger from his first book to the current one, which I have just completed. But
he's now saying clearly an inside job.
I know he is, and he's gotten his views have become stronger, and you just have to look at that guy. And, you know, he is not a fly-by-night analyst by any stretch of the imagination. He probably has the kind of personality which does everything with great care and caution. That's kind of my reading of him. So in any case, his stuff has had some influence on me. But, you know, after what happened at the Pentagon, you begin to read up on the evidence behind the belief that the reason the two towers in New York actually collapsed and fell all the way to the ground was controlled explosions, rather than just being hit by two airplanes, and that there's a third building that the 9/11 Commission apparently never even mentioned. That also collapsed all the way to ground, and all of the characteristics of these explosions show that they almost had to be controlled explosions rather than something that happened because they're hit by an airplane, and here you have one of the three buildings that collapsed not hit by any airplane. So that was number two. And then you start looking at all the NORAD stuff and the way the 9/11 Commission handled the hour and 45 minutes or so when not a single one of these planes, according to the official story, was ever intercepted. Maybe Flight 93 was intercepted in western Pennsylvania, but this kind of evidence just builds and builds and builds on you as you read it.
I think some of the strongest, Mr. Christensen, is that we know that U.S. embassy heads were told to let some of the supposed hijackers, including Atta, back in. When they wouldn't let them in, they got calls from the State Department saying that their terror listings were covers for covert operations. They were involved in anti-terror operations. Then we have all these news articles with them being trained in covert operations at U.S. military bases. I mean, that is really strong.
Hey, you're absolutely right. And there are, as I started this off by saying, I was a neophyte compared to you and a number of other people. And that's absolutely true. I know out there, because I've heard of it, that there are a lot of things I haven't even studied yet.
Well, let me be clear on this, Bill. You're here because you're a great former CIA analyst, and it's a story of your courage now going public. And another example of another prominent person who has a prestigious past looking at the evidence and questioning it very strongly. So, listen, you are not a neophyte. We appreciate you coming to the table and looking at the evidence. We're going to come right back. I want to talk about how 9/11 was used for foreign policy.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 points of international communism to capture America was to gain control of one or both political parties? Have you noticed that it doesn't matter which political party, Republican or Democrat, takes office? We continue in the same direction of losing our freedoms and ultimately our national sovereignty to the United Nations, which is a communist organization. The handwriting is on the wall. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to open the phones up for our guest, Bill Christensen, former senior official of the CIA. He was National Intelligence Officer and the director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis before his retirement. And he wouldn't look at 9/11 for 4 years. And then 6-7 months ago, he began to research it and didn't like what he found. Believe me, I don't like it either. I try to war game against myself in our research. I try to disprove it. Believe me, I don't want to think this is true. I love our country. I don't want to think a bunch of psychopathic killers are in control. But when you look at Operation Northwoods and PNAC documents, and then you look at all the evidence, physical on 9/11, there's no other I mean, if you really rationally study it, which I've done for thousands of hours over the years, it is horrifying. I've made three films on the subject, and I've written a book on the subject, and it's just terrible. Mr. Christensen, also, I want to get your take on, we've been lied to about WMDs. The documents have come out, White House memo, that they premeditatedly lied, not just Downing Street memo. We know that over $3 trillion is missing from the Pentagon in the last 7 years, and I've seen congressional testimony where Rumsfeld says, we're not going to tell you where it is. There is mass no-bid contract looting going on. There are all sorts of scandals going on, but, I mean, really, I see a dictatorship forming here, but we've been lied to so many times in the past by these people, and they've done so many horrible things, and they've lied us into war that's killed 3,000 U.S. troops now, more than died on 9/11. I mean, it's not much of a stretch from the get-go to believe that criminal elements of our government wouldn't be involved in 9/11.
No, and you simply have to ask yourself, where did all this come from, and you almost have to answer your own question now. Well, it came from the events of 9/11. And you know, even if there is only a 10% chance that elements of the U.S. government were involved in contributing to 9/11, making sure that those events worked more effectively than they might have otherwise, it is just appalling the conclusion you come to that elements within our own government are responsible not only for the deaths that occurred on September 11, but responsible for terribly bad policies throughout the entire Middle East, and those policies are still being pursued and. All of this is going to hurt the United States of America very badly in not just a few years to come, but in decades to come.
It's destroying our good name, our economy, but it's good for the oil companies and the arms manufacturers, and they're international. They don't care about this country. They're the ones signing on to the North American Union right now, trying to get rid of the country itself. Mr. Christensen, before we go to break, I want to get your personal view, though. Clearly, you've done the research. You've said on air the official story is a fraud. We know who had the motive for 9/11. But as David Ray Griffin has said, when you then look at all the facts and lay them side by side, a very clear picture emerges of not just letting it happen or aiding it. The evidence emerges that this was coordinated and clearly run out of the bowels of a quasi-private slash governmental black operations, black world system. Give us your view with the preponderance of evidence, whether, you know, which one of, say, the four or five scenarios that Griffin uses. He says he believes it's the latter, pure inside job. What do you think with all the evidence laid into end?
You know, I think the odds are that Griffin is right and that it is a total inside job. I can conceive of a situation, and this is where we just need more evidence, but it's going to come out. I can conceive of a situation where we, the U.S. government, learned in advance that September 11 was going to take place. And instead of instigating the whole thing, the U.S. government or elements in the U.S. government, who are nameless at this point, took the information that this was going to happen and made sure by their own actions that it happened in the most effective way possible.
So greasing the skids and ordering the FBI and Army Intelligence and the CIA to back off and leave the people alone.
And ordering the Air Force somehow to not go after these planes. The whole business of the $3 billion, the $3 trillion.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. We've got a break. Hard break. Network break. We'll be right back, sir. Please continue when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a
your calls specifically for Bill Christensen are coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And if you want to learn the truth about September 11th, the Madrid bombing, 7-7 in London, you need to get my new documentary, Terror Storm, and you need to get a DVD burner and start making copies of it aggressively and getting it out to everyone you know. You can get Terror Storm via Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or for 15 cents a day, you can get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and download all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports from here in Austin, and, of course, other reports we do all over the country and the world, and in-studio interviews that we do here at the radio station. We videotape those and post that on the site for you for PrisonPlanet.tv members. The reason it's so important to spread the word about 9/11 is because when you consciously realize that cold-blooded killers are in control and have seized control, have hijacked our government, elements of our government, and are using it to domestically set up a police state, to internationally turn us into an empire and invade foreign countries and then hand over the seized assets to multinational corporations. When you realize that, you understand that we're trying to save lives here, the lives of our troops, the bodies of our troops, you know, countless others being wounded and maimed and triple and double and quad amputees. And at the same time, justice for those that have been killed. The media loves to, you know, had the BBC here last week, and they're like, what about the victims' families? They don't like what you're saying. And I say to them, I've interviewed many of the victims' families, members here. I've interviewed the heads of the biggest groups, like Bill Doyle of the biggest group, 7,000 plus family members. And he believes it's an inside job. He said the majority of his group does. So again, when the media tries that, come back at him with the truth. Those dead deserve for the true individuals that helped orchestrate this to be brought to justice. And we're not safe, folks. The same people that will carry out a terror attack will take your pension funds. The same people that will carry out a terror attack will stage other terror attacks to expand their control. I mean, Bush is openly talking about dictatorship. He's openly talking about FEMA camps in the Houston Chronicle. They're openly talking about total control. We are literally going down the road towards Hitler's Germany or the East Germans or Stalin. And then that is the norm in human history. Freedom and liberty is a precious, precious, rare commodity. Now, I'm up here preaching. I want to go back to our guest, Bill Christensen. But Bill, and of course, we're a former, you know, big-time analyst for the CIA, heading up one of their entire research divisions. But putting your analytical skills and your analysis skills to work here, not just internationally, but the domestic police state we see unfolding and the announcements by the mouthpieces on Fox News that people who criticize the government are really traitors and should be arrested. I'm a traitor. I should be arrested and shot. I'm probably Al-Qaeda. Stuff like this. I mean, can you comment just on the overall atmosphere and what our country's turned into?
Yeah, you know, you just have to sometimes stick your neck out. You have done, and others have done a lot longer than I have, and I admire you for doing it, and I'm sorry I've been so slow in doing it. The fact is, as we were talking a little bit earlier, David Griffin believes it's more or less totally an inside job. I got to say, I think that is the most likely possibility, too. I would say some of the people involved obviously may have had some subsidiary motives, like the man in New York who owned Building 7 and had a lease on the other two and had a great big new insurance policy that he had bought just a little bit before what happened on September
7th. Plus billion, yeah.
Yeah, and then there at the Pentagon, $2.3 trillion somehow lost, and very conveniently, all of the evidence of that seems to have been damaged or totally ruined.
Let's talk about those numbers. It was a trillion something when Bush got into office. Now it's a couple more trillion. The Pentagon argues about, you know, whether it's 2.5 or 3.5, and now some reports, but I have AP reports, you know, saying over 2 trillion from last year, reports from 6 years ago, Oregonian reporting on it, and I've watched the congressional hearings.
Yeah.
I mean, when we're talking about trillions missing, again, they're not even getting in trouble for that. Can you speak to that?
This is just an appalling amount that really ought to be unbelievable. But you have to say there is evidence that is indeed the case, and this is what I meant by a subsidiary motive that some of these guys must have had.
Well, you know, that was breaking the week before, and there was a huge scandal.
Yes.
And then 9/11 took place.
It was starting to break, and I think somebody simply decided to capitalize, knowing that 9/11 was going to happen, and maybe was already being instigated by the U.S., or maybe the U.S. just taking advantage of it. I'm not sure on this. I think probably the total inside job is the most likely possibility. But I'm just holding my judgment on that.
And by U.S., let's be clear here, and of course you've studied this as well, compartmentalized black ops contracting out to private agencies?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. There's obviously a whale of a lot of that going on, and that never happened in my time when I was officially working there. You know, I'm really pretty much of an old geezer these days, but this... privatization of so much of the intelligence establishment, so much of the military establishment, just opens up greater possibilities for fraud. And I don't see how we're saving any money by going that route, frankly.
We're not. We're spending more money than ever.
I think that is probably correct on that.
Bill Christensen, where do you think this incredible hubris, this unbelievable arrogance comes from by these people running the system? And do you think that that is basically their Achilles heel? Do you think they've overplayed their hand?
Yes. Oh, I sure do, except that they're gambling that they're going to win. And the next step is very likely to be an attack on Iraq, either nuclear or non-nuclear. And we, you and I, can't sit here and say for sure. We know they've overextended themselves. They can't win this. We don't, you and I, at least I, don't really have a good feel if we have a group of people willing to use nuclear weapons on Iran, introducing an entire new element into the situation, crossing as this massive threshold of using nuclear weapons.
Super Rubicon.
Super duper Rubicon. Absolutely. And neither you nor I can sit here and say we know for sure that the arrogant guys who are doing this are sure to lose. You and I, at least I, can't say that. I hope they're going to lose, and I think they're going to lose, and they're going to create a world of such chaos that in the end, yes, they will lose. But the thing is, if they lose only over a long period of time and kill thousands upon thousands of people in the process, because they think shock and awe is the way to go. All shock and awe is the U.S. form of terrorism, let's face it.
Sir, let me bring up another point here. There are some encouraging things happening. We have a whole bunch of top generals, even former Republicans, going public saying this is sheer madness. We have large sections of the elite, even at globalist meetings like the Bilderberg Group, yelling at each other across the tables. For the first time in history, there's a major split, even in the Anglo-American power axis. And take Cy Hirsch and even the Times of London. We have so many whistleblowers that within days of Cheney having a meeting with the top Israeli brass saying Bush wants this to be a curtain raiser for war with Iran, within days,
it gets out.
Yeah. So that shows that people at the highest levels are leaking right now to great danger to themselves with the NSA snooping arms aimed at them. Okay. I mean, can you speak to that? I think that is another Achilles heel, that there are so many people unnamed who aren't going public like yourself, who were in the mechanisms, in the machinery of power, that are going to blow the whistle.
Yeah. Listen, it's a big weakness. Absolutely right. But you know what the biggest problem we face is? It's what seems to be just plain apathy of most of the American people who have to get out there and vote. And we have not yet broken through and been able to affect this apathy very much. And I don't know if you have actually read it yet, but if you haven't, get a hold of it. The text of the speech that Bush just gave yesterday, I mean, he is talking about widening this war right in this speech that he gave yesterday.
Isn't it a Ponzi scheme, sir? Because, you know, we see this with Hitler. He starts losing in England, losing in North Africa. So
he ups the ante
and turns east, taking the path of Operation Barbarossa. Well, it's the same thing here. In fact, their own strategy papers have leaked out, even from the RNC, who I guess now is planning war. They have no expertise, but they're doing it, saying we need to go ahead and go into Iran, escalate things into national conscription. They're spinning it and calling it national service, changing the name, saying it's not a draft. Absolutely, they've got their back against the wall again. So in the Ponzi scheme, they've got to blow it up even larger.
They've got their back against the wall, and they're already starting to blow it up larger. And we ought to right now, today and every single day, be out there in the streets and just raising holy hell about this, because you can say, okay, Hitler Hitler actually had to lose once he started the invasion of Soviet Union. But the fact is, millions and millions of people died in the process of that. And one of the things we ought to be doing is out there trying to stop the same thing from happening. We are going to have another world war, very likely, if the United States and or Israel, or the two of them combined, start a bigger war. Even if it's not nuclear, it's going to be a bigger war. Iran, as I'm sure you know, has a population of 70 million people. It's not like Iraq. It's not like Syria.
And they've been building up their weapons for the last 15, 16 years since the Iran-Iraq war ended. They weren't bombed into Stone Age as Iraq was in 1991. I hope people realize we literally stand at the crossroads, at the threshold of history right now, the next 2 months of the next year, but sooner rather than later, many analysts believe. We are literally on the precipice. You have a chance to stop World War III.
That's exactly what we have a chance to do, and we better work on it.
With so many analysts, the majority of analysts globally, not just in the U.S., and people inside the administration saying, back off, don't do it, I mean, even if they just do a conventional bombardment of the 214 sites in Iran, all of the mainstream oil analysts are saying that we're going to see $6 a gallon gas for at least 4 or 5 months. If that happens, it is the mainstream analysis that we're going to go into a violent recession that could spiral into stagflation and possible depression.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, the oil companies of this country and the world really don't want that. That is, all of these people who go around saying we're doing this for oil, well, in a very indirect sense, we're doing it to get more control of the world's energy supplies. I understand that. Everybody understands that. But the oil companies don't want war with Iran any more than you and I want it.
In fact, Baker and Bush Sr. have even gone over, and I believe this information has come out, and told them back off, but the neocons aren't. I mean, they are. Well, I've talked to a lot of people who've worked with them, Ray McGovern and many others. I don't know how much you worked with them, but, I mean, these people really are nutcases.
They're not backing off at all. And we cannot sit here, you and I, and say we know that they're going to lose this if they do start this war, because we don't know what effect a major nuclear attack would have.
By the way, Israel has ordered the missiles with the bunker-busting tips that are designed to have many nukes put in their warheads. That is mainstream news. And Bush has put out an open study and says they are considering the thermal nuclear bombardment of Iran.
And the Israelis have some submarines that can handle at least some types of nuclear weapons that they probably have.
Yeah, cruise missile launch from those German subs. What is Israel thinking? I mean, this is out of control. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, look, I'm dead sure that there are people both in our own military industrial complex and people in the smaller but still very powerful and large Israeli military industrial complex who work closely together day after day, month after month. This right now is joint U.S.-Israeli policy, and they're doing it for profit. They're doing it because they think this is the way to maximize their own profit.
That's right. If they start World War III, the Allied defense contractors, hardware manufacturers, are going to be able to steer even more of the economy through their coffers and then use the domestic police state in the name of security to then also service all those contracts. So they enslave us, they enslave the world, and then they make the profits off of the domestic police state as well.
And eventually they lose because no empire is going to last long in this day and age in the world today when the world is so much smaller than it used to be in terms of communications, the way you can spend money.
Why do you think the government, well, I agree, why do you think the government is spending more money than all presidents before it combined? I mean, it's as if they know the economy is going to implode, the bubble is going to pop, and they're trying to get all they can now.
God knows. As you say, in some ways, these guys are crazy. I can't say this, and I know I'm repeating myself, I can't say it more than that we've got to get out there and somehow turn aside this apathy that most people in this country seem to have on this.
Well, we've had it too good, too long, and decadent, fat countries always get taken over by dictators, and people always pay for their apathy. We'll come back and take some calls for our guest, an incredible interview. Stay with us. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
Another ragtag.
The problem is the analysts are telling the black ops squads that they're not going to get away with this. But just like Hitler's generals told him he shouldn't go east, the neocons are in control, and they're going forward, and we have got to put our full weight against the machine to stop this. We'll keep our esteemed guest for 5 minutes into the next hour. Let's try to go to all your calls right now. Andrew in Canada, then Rob, Robert, Josh, and others. Go ahead, Andrew. You're on the air with Bill Christensen, retired senior CIA analyst.
Hi. I first want to commend Mr. Christensen for coming out and having the courage to talk about this. I would just like to know if he talked about this with others and what were their response to him, and also what would he say to the CIA or NSA that are listening right now to this radio show. And also, if you could talk about what would happen to the CIA that might have been involved, and if they talk about classified missions, and I'll let you guys answer. Thanks.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your comments. And first thing you got to understand is I've been retired for a lot of years. I've been out of Washington since 1979, and don't really want to go back there either. But all I can really say is that there is so much money now sloshing around throughout not only the CIA, but the intelligence components of the Defense Department, which are actually bigger than the CIA.
Now, CIA is quite small.
In comparison with the amount of money spent. Yes, it is really amazingly small, but the fact is there's so much money around that these guys can do almost anything they want these days. Now, this is, again, I haven't been there for a lot of years. This is my speculation, my belief, no more than that.
You've got trillions missing, I mean, that's a lot of power. But let me be clear on this. We have talked to a lot of CIA people. I interview a lot of them on separate subjects, people who've just gotten out in the last few years, and they will tell you they believe 9/11 is an inside job, but say they can't go public. They say, well, I'm going to fight this system on other issues. I can't go public on this because we would be discredited. And I know, Bill, I would imagine some of the groups you've been involved in, I'm sure you've heard that.
Of course I have. But the fact is we have got to be willing to be discredited. We have got to be willing to stick our necks out. This is just plain too important.
Yeah, somebody's got to hit the barbed wire.
And I'll tell you one thing more. Probably the reason I'm willing right now to stick my neck out is, one, I've been retired for a long time. I got no more kids to go through college. I got no more big expenses in my life. I have no desire to go any higher in my status in life or be any richer than I am right now. It's easy. It's easy for me at my age to stick my neck out.
Well, I think it's easier, but let's
be
clear here. The path we're going down is certain rack and ruin if we don't go public. And I want people inside government who rationalize, who make excuses to themselves, who have seen things that deep down you know it's an inside job. I want to ask you something. I mean, do you really think you're safe and this culture is safe when you're part of a system that's doing this? You know, really, the safe course is to fight this, isn't it, Bill?
Well, I think so. I think that's the truth today, but it's very hard to persuade people of that. And all you can do is to try like hell to make your own mind up what you have to do to change the government in our own country.
Exactly. We've got murderers in control. They must be resisted. Come hell or high water, we'll be right back. 1 minute.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.